In the name of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. As you're sitting down, would you just take your hymn books a minute? We're not going to sing, but I'm going to ask you to read together. Would you turn to hymn number 554? 554? Got it? Let's read together. 'Tis the gift to be simple, 'tis a gift to be free, 'tis a gift to come down where we ought to be. And when we find ourselves in the place just right, 'twill be in the valley of love and delight. When true simplicity is gained, to bow and to bend we shan't be ashamed. To turn, turn will be our delight, till by turning, turning, we come round right. Till turning, turning, we come round right. Do you remember being taught as a child, right is tight, left is loose, when someone was teaching you how to use a screwdriver? Right is tight, left is loose. Or on my watch, if I turn the stem one way, the day changes. If I turn it the other way, the date changes. So every time there's a change in the calendar, I have to think, now which way is which? Which way do I have to turn? In our reading from Deuteronomy, we are told, if your heart turns away from you, think of that, the imagery of that, if your heart turns away from you and you do not hear. If our hearts turn away, in this case the you was God, if our hearts turn away from God, or if our hearts turn away from listening to a friend, if our hearts turn away from listening to a family member, if our hearts turn from a colleague at work, if our hearts turn from a stranger, if we turn away. And then our gospel reading talks about coming to make your offering to God, and you realize that someone has something against you. Not that you have something against somebody else, but that somebody has something against you. A problem, an old grudge, an attitude. Turn, it says. Turn and go work on being reconciled. Till turning, turning, we come round right. My old bishop, well, I shouldn't call him old. He's not that old. He's just retired. There's a difference, you know. My retired bishop, Mark Beckwith, gave a new turn, if you will, to the word repent for me a few years ago. I'd always thought of repenting as turning from whatever is wrong in our life, trying to correct the things that have gone astray, or turning away from things that aren't healthy. But Mark said, rather than turning away from all the things that are wrong, he asked us to consider what we might turn our lives toward. And his phrase was this, turning to the yes. Turning your life to the yes. Easier said than done. It takes a little bit of introspection to think about what attitudes or actions in our lives, not just are we going to turn away from, but what do we want to turn our lives to? Turning requires change. And sometimes change can be hard. Although I recently heard someone say, it's not change that most of us are anxious about, it's loss that may come from change. So some of us get worried that we'll lose something if we change. We don't risk for fear of losing. Think of the spiritual blessing. Think of the spiritual blessing that comes when, as the blessing that we often say here on a Sunday morning, when we dare to risk something big for something good. William Sloane Coffin Jr. was the one who wrote that blessing so many years ago, and I'm grateful for it every time I hear it. Dare to risk something big for something good. Turning to choose life. That passage that Marilyn read was the Old Testament reading at my ordination in 1981. And I've always loved it. That's today I put before you all that is, and therefore choose life. That's our divine calling, it seems to me. Changing our direction, changing our habits, to embrace the things that affirm rather than tear down. And sometimes that means going out of our way. It wasn't that long ago that some friends called and said, would you meet us in Newark at 8 a.m.? We're going to go to the Federal Building. Now, I wasn't sure exactly what I was going to be doing, but I trusted these friends. When I got there, they introduced me to a man named Catalino. Catalino was born in Mexico. He came to this country 25 years ago. He has worked in Newark ever since. He married here. He had his children here. He had his grandchildren here. He's active in his local Roman Catholic Church. But on that particular day, Catalino was ordered to report to a deportation officer from where he would be moved to a deportation camp and then be deported from this country because decades ago, 25 years ago, his paperwork had not been properly processed. And he was told, there's nothing we can do about that now. He has never been in trouble. He loves this country. But all we were able to do with him on that day was to walk with him. We simply walked with him the blocks down Broad Street to the Federal Building to be a personal support. About 150 of us, Episcopalians, Roman Catholics, Presbyterians, Baptists, Jews, Muslims. I'm the first to admit I'm really naive and I'm very ignorant about a lot of things pertaining to the complexity of immigration in our land this day. But I knew that on that day, I had a choice. I could have come to the church where I work, to my cozy office. I could have opened a book and read. I could have gone through my normal routines and that long list of things that's always waiting to be done. Or I could have turned out of my way to do something for somebody else. And that got me thinking. I thought about the kids who were going to school on that day. They might have to turn out of their way to stop some bully from picking on one of their classmates. Or I thought about somebody in a business office somewhere who might turn to help a young colleague get started on a career in a healthy way. That brought my mind back to the 1970s. I was working in a ski shop in Western Michigan, and I loved the job, and the year came to an end, and my boss, Ed Jousma, said, let me take you to lunch. Now, I thought, wow, he's going to take me to lunch. He took me to Burger King. It was still lunch. I thought, what's the deal with this Burger King? And he said, Tim, there's something I want to talk with you about. I'd like you to work for me again next year. Would you like to do that? I said, yes, Mr. Jousma, I'd love to work for you again next year. He said, you can do it if you cut your hippie hair. My hair was really long then. Ed, over those years, and I'm still in touch with him several times a year, he's in his mid-80s now, he went out of his way to be an influence on my life and on the lives of lots of other young college students who went through his store year after year after year. He didn't have to do that. He would. I lived here in New Jersey. My parents were here. So I didn't get to come home for Thanksgiving. They would always invite me to their house for Thanksgiving. If I was working Christmas break, I always knew I could go to their house. I didn't have a car. This is not me playing the violin. I'm just trying to tell you. I didn't have a car in college, and I wanted to go on a date. And I thought we had a company car. I didn't realize it was just Ed's personal car. I said, Ed, can I borrow the company car? He said, for what? I said, I've got a date. He said, absolutely, you can borrow the car. He turned in his life in a way that he didn't have to. And every week, I thank God for him and the other people. I think that's what it means to choose life. I think that's what Bishop Beckwith was talking about when he said, how do you turn to the yes? One of the reasons I love coming to worship together on a Sunday is because it's the way we begin our week together. And it provides us the opportunity to offer the week ahead to God and to the work of God's kingdom in this world. And we're going to have a lot of choices, and there's a lot of lists of things to do, and there's a lot of things we could do in our own routines. But I ask you this week to open your heart, open your mind, open your imagination, open your ears, and see when might I be able to turn to embrace the things that will be of life, that may be the surprises of God, that will be the way that God offers us a chance to embrace that which is best in each breath that we take. This day I put before you life and death, blessings and curses. Therefore, choose life. Turn to the yes. Amen.